You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
All right, we are ready to play Two Truths and a Lie. And I think Paula's going first today. Hey, Paula, how are you?
Great. Good morning, guys.
You ready to give it a shot?
I am.
Here's the way it works. The three of us will each make a statement. You have to figure out which one is the lie. There are two truths and a lie. Are you ready to rock?
I'm ready.
All right, and I think it's my turn to go first.
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
So I will go first each time. All right, here you go. One of the new amendments passed in Colorado yesterday will allocate taxes raised by marijuana sales to pay for two new rides at Elitch Gardens. Emily?
Two friends in Louisiana got in a big fight about which was the better beer, Budweiser or Bush. Team Budweiser shot his friend Team Bush in the arm, and they both went to jail. That's how that story ends.
Hmm. All right, you can now finally get Bernie Sanders-themed underwear. Finally.
Oh, I bet they're sexy.
Paula, which one is the lie?
I will say Emily's.
Emily? No.
Oh,
that story really
Fortunately,
happened.
That is true.
I was the one lying. They are not going to use marijuana taxes to build new rides at Elitch Gardens.
Right, that's silly.
That would be fun, though.
Would be.
It would be high, right?
And yes, you can get Bernie Sanders underwear. They say, feel the burn on them.
Oh, my goodness.
Paula, have a great day.
Oh, thank God.
You guys too.
Get Thanks it. For trying. All right, next up is Maverick. Hello, Maverick.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. You ready to play Two Truths and a Lie?
Yep.
All right, I'll go first.
Yep.
Our company, Wilks Broadcasting, was recently sold to a group of investors that includes former Bronco quarterback John Elway. Emily?
In the early Popeye comic strips, Maverick, Popeye did not get his power from spinach, but from rubbing a magical hen.
As in chicken?
Yep.
All right. Jeremy?
An Iowa man eats toilet paper trying to avoid a drunk driving arrest.
Which one of those is a lie?
I'm going to say the second one.
Which one? The
Popeye.
Popeye?
What? What?
No, that's the truth. He once got his power from rubbing a magical hen.
Yep. I am a truthful woman, Maverick.
Hey,
remember
this.
That.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the lie was that our radio station was sold, but John Elway has absolutely nothing to do with
that's
it.
That's too bad.
That's
Instead,
a shame.
Instead, it's Kroenke Sports that bought it.
Hello.
Maverick, I hope you have a good day.
All right, thanks. Okay, bye.
He was underwhelmed.
Kind of.
Why does everyone think I'm a liar?
Nobody has been able to spot the lie today. Here's Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Want to give it a shot?
Sure.
All right, I'll go first. Cherry Creek Mall will be closing for 2 days in order to install state-of-the-art Christmas lights that will be synchronized with holiday music.
There was a man in England. He posted on his Facebook account about his plan to smuggle his dwarf friend out of the country because the dwarf was wanted for robbery.
All right.
This is big in Colorado. It's Manatee Awareness Month, all month long. Let's celebrate.
The sea cow.
Kim, which one's a lie?
Dom's.
Mine?
Yes.
You're right. That is absolutely
all
right. They are not closing the mall to synchronize their lights with
they would
holiday.
Never close the mall this time of year.
That's right.
God, that would be awesome, though. I love those little light song things.
If I did three lies in a row, and someone finally got it. Kim, hold on the line. We got a prize for you, okay?
Great, thanks.
Off to Panera, you'll be going. Here's Tina. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Think you can spot the lie?
Hopefully.
Here you go. Voters in Breckenridge okayed a new plan to start taxing lift tickets at their ski resort.
The founders of Outback Steakhouse, one of Jeremy's favorites, picked the Australian theme in 1988 only because Crocodile Dundee was so popular.
Jeremy?
There's a turkey farmer down in Colorado Springs who is currently breeding 150-pound turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Which one's the lie, Tina?
The last one.
Did you say the turkeys?
Yes.
You're right!
Yeah, it's a big-ass turkey.
150 pounds?
Yeah, you feed the whole family and your friends and the neighbors.
Very good, Tina. Stay on the line. You're going to Panera.
Thank you.
Very good. Yeah, and they really did agree with at the polls yesterday to start taxing lift tickets at Breckenridge. What is going on?
Can they get more expensive?
Here's Joy. Hello, Joy.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I'll go first. An astrophysicist announced that he may have just found evidence of parallel universes.
He's a liar.
Oh,
Emily.
My gosh. Sean, I love this. I just read that Sean Connery was originally cast as Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movies.
Hmm. Jeremy?
A drunk woman breaks into the zoo just to pet the tigers, and believe it or not, they bit her.
Which one's the lie, Joy?
I'm going to go with Dom.
Me, the astrophysicist?
Yes.
It's true. You know what a big fan I am of alternate and parallel universes. And in the news right now, Joy, there's an astrophysicist who says he thinks he's found evidence that I'm right.
How does he know?
Dang it.
What a gig.
I know it's totally believable, but Sean Connery was never cast as Dumbledore.
No, he wasn't.
No, Harry.
Joy, I hope you still have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Thanks for trying. There you go. We got a couple of winners today with two truths and a lie.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.